This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tip is controlled by Calhoun as Chase Castleton will bring the ball down on the dribble over on the left side. He'll go to the baseline, pick it up, give the ball off to Castleton. Brody's shot climbs over the rim and goes in. Brody Castleton with her first points of the game makes it 2-0 in favor of Calhoun. Ethan Sieglock bringing the ball down on a dribble, crosses the midcourt line. He'll come up and get a screen there by Aaron Wills, tries to drive right side into the corner. Ryan Hart for a three. Off the iron will not go, but Sieglock comes up with a long rebound. He'll bring the dribble drive over on the left side, gives it off on the wing to Duckles. Duckles with the dribble back up top. Off to Taberzi, it goes to the left side, now down to Sieglock into the corner. Sieglock looking inside, gets it off to Wills, a little push off is good. Gets away with it, gets the bucket, 2 points for Wills. We're tied at 2, 1 minute into this one. Chase Castleton and Brody Castleton, pair of Castletons on the floor. Chase has the ball right now. He tries to throw the ball inside and turns it over. Turnover number one, can't say CHS because they're both CHSs tonight. But the Calhoun Warriors commit the turnover. Now over on the wing, it's Mason Duckles. Duckles up top to Wills. Wills swings it around to Sieglock. Sieglock back over on the wing to Duckles. Duckles comes back up between the circles, picks up his dribble, now gives it to Sieglock over on the right wing. Gets a screen from Wills, then decides to go baseline instead. He's forced out of bounds. As he goes out of bounds, he's able to throw the ball off of the Warrior, and it'll be Carlinville ball. 6:26 to go, first quarter, 2-2 tie. Ethan Sieglock, the 6'1 senior, will trigger underneath his own basket. Gets it into Wills. Wills swings it back out top to Hart for three. Rattles around, won't go down. Taberzi puts it in. Aiden Taberzi grabbed that rebound, took it strong to the hole off the glass, gets the shot to drop, and it'll draw the foul. It'll go against Tyler Kinder. So Kinder will pick up his first. Taberzi eyes it, tries it, oh, can't buy it. Coming down with the rebound is Bryce Eilerman. Back the other way go the Warriors, trailing now 4-2. They'll go inside to Eilerman. His shot goes off, back iron. Wills comes up with the rebound. Off to Sieglock. Sieglock will bring it down on the right side. Now he'll go into the lane, kick it out on the wing to Hart. Hart going to bring it around on the dribble, dish it off to Duckles. Duckles on the dribble, goes down in the corner to Sieglock. Sieglock over on the right wing. Back up top, he'll go to Duckles. Mason brings the ball up between the circles, picks up his dribble, goes over on the right side, giving it off to Sieglock. He gets a screen there from Taberzi and gives the ball to Taberzi, who now has his pass deflected, but Wills is able to get it. Aaron kicks the ball back up top to Duckles. Duckles going to drive down the lane, swing it out on the corner to Hart. Hart's going to dribble drive into the lane, tries to pass it across, has it deflected and stolen. Calhoun coming away. Nice pass into the lane. Shot is no good as Lorsbach could not come up with a shot there as it went off the iron and goes back the other way. Sieglock lost control, got it to Wills. Wills off the iron and good. Aaron Wills with a nice soft touch there. Got that one to kiss the back of the rim, then the backboard, then drop through. 6-2 is the Carlinville lead. 3 minutes into this one now as we hit the 5-minute mark of the first quarter. Kinder with the ball, dishes it over on the wing to Castleton. Long three. Caught the backboard, but not the iron. Coming away with the rebound is Mason Duckles. Over on the wing it goes. Duckles with the three off the iron. No good. They'll fight for the rebound, and it looks like it's a loose ball. They're still fighting, and they're going to call a jump ball, and the arrow will favor the Cavaliers. Good hustle there on the part of the Cavaliers going to the floor, creating the jump ball, maintaining possession. Aiden Taberzi will inbounds, kicks it out in the corner to Duckles. Duckles will bring the ball on dribble up between the circles and swing it over to Hart on the other side for a three. Bottom of the net. Ryan Hart drains the tray, makes it 9-2. Carlinville with the lead. Calhoun with the ball. Castleton has the ball stripped away by Sieglock. He'll go coast to coast off the glass. Will not go. Fighting for the rebound. They're on the floor, and once again, it's going to be a jump ball. So turnover number two on the Warriors did not result in Carlinville points, so Calhoun will inbound. Kinder will get it in to Castleton. That's Chase Castleton bringing the ball down. Dribble between the legs, Brings it on his left hand. Now pass down to the wing. Inside it goes. It's deflected. But coming up with it is Lorsbach. Lorsbach has the ball at the free throw line extended. Picks up his dribble. Looking for somebody to pass to. Dishes it off to Castleton out between the circles. And they'll reset the offense. Pass over on the wing. Oh, a save. Nope, just about saved. But then a stutter step by Kinder results in turnover number 3 by Calhoun. Timeout on the floor. 9-2 is the Cavalier lead. 3:48 to go in quarter number 1. You're listening to the Carlinville Holiday Tournament on WSMI. Well, the Cavaliers have jumped out to a 9-2 lead, but following the timeout, they come down the floor and turn the ball over. Goes back over to Calhoun. Chase Ralston into the lineup now for the Warriors. Swings it over to Lorsbach on the wing. They'll try to go inside to Eilerman. His little semi-hook is off the iron. Will not go. Fighting for the rebound. Wills is able to tip it away. Comes down in the hands of Ryan Hart. Hart, the 6'2 junior, brings it down the left side. Brings it up top to Sieglock. Sieglock takes it over to the right side to Mason Dickles. Mason Duckles is going to dribble, and now he's going to try to pass the ball down inside. It's going to be tipped out, and they're going to say it was last touched by the Warriors. And so Taberzi will inbound. He's looking inside, gets it to Sieglock at the head of the key. He'll take a spin to the lane and kicks it off to Taberzi. Taberzi to Hart. Hart to Duckles. Duckles between the circles, dribbles over to the right side. He'll now try to go one-on-one against Castleton. Nice bounce pass around the defender. Shot, however, is deflected by Lorsbach. He'll go down, dish it off to Ralston. Ralston with a little scoop shot. It's up, and it's good. Give Ralston the points. Give Castleton a good assist on that play. And at the 2:26 mark, it's 9-4. Cavaliers with the lead and the ball. Duckles over on the left wing. Dribbles to the free throw line. Now dishes off to Sieglock over on the right side. Sieglock gets a screen from Wills. Drives into the lane. Dishes off to Duckles. Duckles stops and pops. Oh, no. Instead, it'll go nice pass. Second pass. Shot for Wills. No good. They fight for the rebound. Coming away with it is Brody Castleton. Cavaliers had two good passes for what looked like a wide open shot. Now at the other end, Ralston loses control of the ball, trying to do too much with it. Turnover number 4 on the Warriors, and Sieglock brings it down with 1:40 to go here in the first quarter. He's going to drive through the traffic off the glass, no good. Wills is there for the putback. It rolls off the rim, but he'll roll right up to the free throw line as he was acting the act. Foul's going to go against Cole Lorsbach. Lorsbach will pick up his first to the free throw line to shoot a pair, Aaron Wills. 6'5 senior, eyes the first, tries the first, can't buy the first, kicks off back iron, he'll get another one. He'll take that ball, take two dribbles, spins it in his hand, eyes it again, tries it again, he buys this one as it finally rolled around and dropped in. 5 points in the quarter for Aaron Wills, 10-4 is the Cavalier lead. Bringing the ball down is Tyler Kinder, he'll go over on the wing to Lorsbach. Lorsbach, looking inside, gets it off to Ralston. Ralston goes back to the wing to Kinder. Kinder from the free throw line extended, no good. The ball is loose and in the corner. It's taken away by the Cavaliers. Ryan Hart brings it down on the dribble with 1:15 to go, first quarter. Cavaliers leading 10-4. Wills cuts across the lane, not there. Taberzi pops out to the head of the key. He'll give it off to Sieglock over on the right side. Sieglock to Hart. Hart's going to dribble back through to the lane. He'll get a screen there by Taberzi. Long three by Hart. Will not go. Coming down with a rebound is Tyler Kinder. Back the other way go the Warriors of Hardin-Calhoun. I guess we should say Hardin / Brussels Calhoun, as Brussels and Hardin have now co-opted. And not a whole lot of players coming up from the Brussels School District to help out the Calhoun Warriors. But nonetheless, it is a co-op now. Truly a Calhoun County team. Sieglock picks up his dribble, gives the ball off to Duckles. Duckles picks his dribble off, gives it back to Sieglock over on the left side. 20 seconds to go and counting. Sieglock picks up his dribble, Cavaliers are having trouble penetrating this tough man-to-man defense as the Warriors are pushing them way out beyond the three-point line. Down to 10 seconds to go, Siglock says, let's set it up. He'll get a screen from Wills, and he'll try to drive into the lane. At the elbow, he'll stop, dish it off to Duckles. His shot will not go. It's going to be out of bounds off of the Calhoun Warriors. 2.7 seconds to go. Cavaliers will inbound under their own basket. Aiden DeBerzy will be the trigger man. He'll get the ball in on the wing to Hart for a three. No good. And the horn sounds, ending the first quarter. And after one quarter of play, it is Carlinville 10, Calhoun 4. Back with the second quarter from the Carlinville Holiday Tournament that you're listening to on WSMI. It was a productive first quarter for the Carlinville Cavaliers as they've opened up a six-point lead. They got a three-pointer from Hart. They got a two-pointer from DeBerzy. A couple twos and a free throw from Wills. Now the Calhoun Warriors will have the ball to start the second quarter. And as Bryce Eilerman drives to the basket, he has the ball deflected out of bounds. It'll still be Calhoun ball. Chase Ralston to trigger. He'll get the ball in to Kinder. Kinder back to Ralston in the corner. Skip pass to Eilerman at the free throw line. He'll swing it off to Lorsbach. His shot's a little long, a little strong. Eilerman fighting for the rebound. Bumped him once, bumped him twice. Finally got called for the foul. For Bryce Eilerman, that'll be his first. That'll be the team's third foul of the first quarter. And so Siglock will walk the ball down the floor, slowly setting up the offense, getting the ball off on the wing to Ryan Hart. Hart dribbles in, then gives off to Siglock over on the left wing. Siglock to the elbow to Wills at the head of the key for three, bottom of the net. Aaron Wills with a huge tray to make it 13-4. Carlinville with the lead, Calhoun with the ball. Lorsbach at the free throw line dishes it off to Eilerman. Eilerman off the glass, and it's good. Bryce Eilerman, with his first 2 points of the game, the 6-foot senior, makes it 13-6. Carlinville with a 7-point lead and the ball. Duckles with the ball over on the left side. He'll dribble up top, set the offense. They'll go 1-4 low. Duckles will then dribble, drive, stops and pop in the elbow. Fighting for the rebound. They're going to say last touch by Wills. He puts his palms to the sky thinking it was last touch by the black-clad Warriors. But nonetheless, the ball goes over to Calhoun. Trailing 13-6. Lorsbach with the ball over on the wing to Eilerman. Eilerman is going to spin, shoot, partially blocked by Wills. Back the other way comes Duckles. Duckles driving, and there's going to be a foul called on the floor. I believe this one's going to go against Tyler Kinder. If so, that should be his second. Kinder with his second. I have four team fouls now on Calhoun. As Carlinville will inbound, Siglock between the circles, sets it up. Once again, they'll go 1-4. Wills comes up to set a screen for Hart. Hart goes up top, gets the ball over to Duckles over on the left wing. Swing it back to DeBerzy, now up to Siglock. Siglock's going to stop and pop. No, he's going to dish it off to DeBerzy inside. Good job there of drawing the defense up towards the middle, then dishing off to DeBerzy, who gets his 4th point of the game. Makes it 15-6, 9-point lead for the Cavaliers of Carlinville. Lorsbach with the ball, dishes it off to Kinder. Kinder being guarded closely out there by Hart. That gives it off to Castleton. That's Brody Castleton with the ball. Now to Eilerman. Now it goes back to Kinder. Over in the corner to Ralston. He comes up with a short three. Ball's tipped away. Eilerman gets the ball, goes to the hole, and he'll go to the free throw line. As I believe a reach-in foul going to be called against the Cavaliers. And are they going to get Hart on that one, or are they going to get Wills on that? They're going to call Hart. So Hart's going to pick up his first free throws up, and no good for Eilerman. He'll get another. As Kai Williams will replace Mason Duckles in the Cavalier lineup. Second free throw is up and good for Eilerman. So he gets one out of two. makes it 15-7. Cavies with an 8-point lead. They come down and immediately turn the ball over. Back the other way, Calhoun setting it up, trying to go inside to the big guy, Brody Castleton. They overthrow him for turnover number 5. 5 miscues for the Warriors, 3 for the Cavaliers. 5 minutes to go till halftime, 15-7 is the Carlinville lead. They have the ball over on the wing. It's Hart. Hart picks up his dribble and gives it off to Wills up top. Wills going inside, gets a pass back to the hole, and good. The basic give and go for Aaron Wills. Give him 5 in the quarter. Give him 10 points on the game. Make it 17-7. The Cavaliers lead by those 10 points. Now Ralston almost lost the ball. Regain the handle. They'll swing it back around to the other side to Lorsbach. Now back up top, it'll go to Kinder. Kinder off to Ralston. He'll stop and pop from 12. It won't go. Coming up with a rebound is Aiden Taberzi, 5'10 senior. Taberzi does a good job of blocking out and making sure he's the only one that can get that rebound. Little reach in, no foul called. Loose ball on the floor. They're fighting for it. Cavaliers come away with it. They'll maintain possession. Hart with a shot that is blocked by Lorsbach. Numbers favor the Cavalier or favor the Warriors as they head down and have the ball poked away. Turnover number 6 on Calhoun. 4 minutes to go till halftime, 17-7. Cavaliers doing a good job defensively. Kai Williams comes out to get the ball. Instead, he decides to go set a backdoor cut for Siglock. Siglock can't get it, so he'll give it off on the wing. It'll go to Ryan Hart. His shot is deflected. It'll go out of bounds. I think they're going to give that ball to Calhoun. And the referee says we're going to take a mask timeout with 3:46 to go here till halftime. Carlinville leading 17-7. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. 3:09 to go till halftime following the mask timeout. We have a foul on the Warriors as this one will go against Tyler Kinder. Kinder's going to pick up his third foul. He'll have to have a seat as Nick Ballman will replace him in the Calhoun lineup. 3:09 to go till halftime. It's still 17-7. Cavaliers with the lead. Wills with the ball, swings it inbounds, and it comes back up top. Over to Siglock over on the left wing. Siglock going to drive into the left side of the lane. No good. Rebounds up, and it's no good by Kai Williams. And now the Calhoun Warriors come away with it. Brody Castleton, not really comfortable doing that, but he bring the ball down the floor. He'll give the ball off to Bryce Eilerman. Eilerman will get the shot to drop. That'll be his 5th point. Makes it 17-9. An 8-point lead for the Cavaliers as we go inside 2:30 here in the first half. Taberzi with the ball. Taberzi on the dribble. Tries to dish it off to Wills. Too hot to handle. Turnover number 5. So 5 turnovers on the Cavaliers. 6 turnovers on the Warriors. 2:28 to go till halftime. And the Warriors will bring the ball down trailing by 8. Castleton dishes it off to Eilerman. Eilerman into the corner. Will give the ball off to Ralston. Back over to Castleton, back over to Ralston, back up top to Eilerman. They'll swing it. I like the way they reverse the ball side to side. It goes from right side to left side. Ralston thought about a 3. Instead, he'll go back up top. They'll swing the ball around. Brody Castleton gives the ball off on the wing to Nick Ballman just in the game. Ballman's going to drive off the glass, too strong, fights for the rebound. He's going to be called for a travel. So he was trying to pull the ball away from Aaron Wills. Gets called for the turnover, number 7. On Calhoun. Ryan Hart back in the lineup. Kai Williams, the 5'9 senior, gets a well-deserved rest. 1:54 to go for the half. 17-9 is the Carlinville lead. Carlinville came into tonight's game with a 2-5 record. Calhoun at 4-5 on the year. Trying to go inside. Pass is deflected and then trying to save it from going out of bounds. It is out of bounds off the back of the backboard. Brody Castleton was the one who threw it up there, so it'll be Cavalier ball with 1:38 to go till halftime. 17-9, Siglock to trigger it into Wills. Brings it up top to Taberzi. Back it comes to Siglock for a 3. Off the iron, no good. Fighting the end of the corner, Wills gets it. He'll swing it back up top to Hart. Hart will set the offense, drive to the left side, then he'll dish it off to Duckles. Duckles going to go and get a screen from Taberzi. He'll drive to the right side and pick his dribble up and give it off to Wills. wheels between the circles, give it off to Siglock. We're down to 1:15. Siglock stops and pop for three. Will not go. Fighting for the rebound. Once again, there is Aiden DeBerzy, the 5'10 senior, fighting his way in for the rebound. Foul is going to be called against Cole Lorsbach. Lorsbach's going to pick up his second. First free throw's up, but no good for DeBerzy. He's 0 for 2 from the charity stripe. He'll get one more as Connor Longnecker, 6'1 freshman, comes into the Calhoun lineup, giving Lorsbach a break with those two fouls. Second free throw's up, and it's good by DeBerzy. So give DeBerzy 3 points in the quarter, 5 points in the game. Makes it 18-9, a 9-point lead for the Cavaliers. Timeout on the floor. Calhoun will take the timeout. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to WSMI. Well, the Cavaliers have outscored the Warriors by the tune of 8-5 in the second quarter. Turn that 6-point first quarter advantage into a 9-point lead here with 1:09 to go till halftime. Inbounds pass comes in to Bryce Eilerman. Eilerman's going to take the ball himself. He'll go down the lane, kick it off to Ralston in the corner for three. Comes up short. Ralston gets his own rebound. Spins, kicks it out top. Ball is deflected. Eilerman saves it, throws it in somehow or another. He got the ball to Ballman. And so with 49 seconds to go, the Warriors maintain possession. Over to Ralston in the corner. He's trying to get the ball to Eilerman. A little bit too long and too strong. Turnover number 8 on Calhoun. And so with 35 seconds to go, the Cavaliers may very well work for the final shot. Just found out we're going to have a special guest here at halftime as Kelsey Carr is going to join us here at halftime for an interview. Shots up and no good for the Calhoun Warriors, as that time it was Brody Castleton. And now as they're fighting for the rebound, they call a traveling call on the Cavaliers. So the ball will go back to the Warriors, trailing by 9 with 15 seconds to go. It will be Connor Longnecker bringing it in to Eilerman. His shot off the glass will not go. Cavaliers come away with the rebound, as that was Matt Dunn just into the game, to Siglock with 5 seconds. He goes up between the circles. He's going to dribble drive to the free throw line. Stop, pop, off the iron. It will not go. We have come to halftime, and after two quarters of play here at Carlinville High School, it is Carlinville 18, Calhoun 9. We'll take a break when we come back. Some halftime stuff on WSMI.
Halftime, final game of the night. Carlinville leading Calhoun 18-9, and we are so happy to have Kelsey Card. She's made her way up top. Kelsey, it's a long haul up here.
I know, struggled up those stairs, man.
Kelsey, I don't know whether I should introduce you as 2-time Olympian, 8-time state champion. Your accomplishments are just so remarkable. Have you had an opportunity to kind of sit back and reflect on everything? And a night like this probably helps to maybe put it in perspective for you a little bit.
Yeah, when I was out there and he started throwing out the dates that I was doing stuff, I was like, whoa, that was a long time ago.
Does it seem like that long ago since you've been in high school?
Yes and no. Like, I don't know. It's hard to explain because it seems like just yesterday. I mean, when you step in this gym, all the memories come flooding back. Like, you know, you were just doing it. But then at other times you're like, these kids look so young and I feel so old. Oh, my goodness. So it's both ways. I don't know, but it's just it's great to be back here. And I, you know, it's fun going to basketball stuff and then volleyball, because I love those sports too. In addition to throwing, it's just can't do all three in college.
You can't do all three in college. So not, you know, for the longest time, you were thought of as a volleyball player.
Yeah. So I was fortunate enough to have, you know, my older sister be a volleyball rock star and have her play D1 volleyball. And honestly, you know, up until sophomore year, I really thought volleyball was going to be the thing. But then I had a not-so-great club volleyball experience my freshman year. And I was just like, well, done with that, you know, done with the club stuff. And my mom says it was meant to be, because she's like, something big would have to happen to steer you away from volleyball. And so she's like, it happened how it was supposed to happen. And as much as I love volleyball, I have to agree with her.
But there's a lot to be said for you probably – maybe don't get where you got if you would have only done track and field all the way through, right?
No, definitely not. And, I mean, it's just it breaks my heart, you know, to see those kids think they have to specialize or doing all these things so young, because it's like, that's just counterproductive. Like, it's not good mentally or physically. I think my biggest asset as an athlete was being a multi-sport athlete, because just not only exposure to different things and mental exercises, but you're just moving your body in different ways, and that's so important when you're growing and developing. And even going just to throwing in college at that age was hard, so I can't imagine just doing one. And I mean, that's not fun, just doing the same thing all the time. Trust me, I know, I do the same thing in a circle thousands of times. But, you know, so it's just, it's so important to mix it up. And if you want to try something, go for it. Like, you don't have to be the best at it. That's not the point, you know. And it's so much more than winning or being that. There's just so much more to sport.
It's so true. And I feel like when someone like you says it, it should really crystallize it for everybody. It looks like I can say it on the radio, or what does he know? But when you say it has credence.
Yeah, I would say, like, I mean, I've lived it, right? And like, it's just... every time people ask me, you know, what's your biggest advice to a kid doing sports? It's do all the things, diversify, like be unafraid to take chances and mess up and learn and grow. Like that's what makes us who we are. And so I always try to share that message. That's one of my soapbox items.
Talk to us about what you're doing now.
Yeah, so I've got some big decisions to make coming up, but I'm still up in Madison, Wisconsin. Where I competed for the Badgers, and I'm still there. I'm like the grandma of the team a decade later. but yeah, so I'm a marriage and family therapist in my day job, because unfortunately, you know, being a track and field athlete, it's not really sustainable financially. We do it because we love it.
Right.
But yeah, so I have my own private practice with that. And my husband and I live there, and he works at the university. And so just, like I said, just have some stuff coming up that I've got to make decisions on. But yeah, still up there. And Madison is... Carlinville will always be home, mm-hmm. but Madison is probably where we're gonna be.
That's awesome. And I would imagine that your athletic experiences really help you in your field now in your career.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad, like, because some of my clients know, because I specialize in couples, and so I do some sports psych stuff, but not a ton. And so, you know, when they Google me, like, they'll come into my office and be like, wait, I'm seeing you for therapy, but it says you're an Olympian. What is happening? But it's kind of like a cool fun fact or whatever. Yeah. But I do bring out the sports references quite a lot. And so I'm just like, bear with me, folks. I'll bring it full circle. Just wait on it. But yeah, definitely a lot of transferable life skills and just very applicable in a lot of ways.
What were your emotions down there on the fourth night? Because I could tell from up here, she's more nervous down there with everybody looking at her than she was in the Olympics, for goodness sakes.
I know. Everyone's just like, oh, my gosh, you know, you throw in front of thousands of people. How do you do it? And I'm just like, well, like, I don't notice them. You're in the zone. It's just it's that place of, like, not bliss, but just flow, the flow state. And so, yeah, so being in front of crowds, not super great at one-on-one in person all day long.
You know, Kelsey, anybody who's made it in the athletic realm, you always hear them talk about all the coaches and all the people that helped them along the way. You're no different. You were so fortunate here in Carlinville to have such a wealth of knowledge of coaches.
I can't even, I mean, I could take up your whole show talking about that alone. I mean, you know, it's just like, I mean, first off, you have my parents. I can't thank them enough for everything, because they helped shape me and made me who I am today. But then it's, you know, you have Coach Jokic, first taught me throw shot put. And then, you know, I have Coach Wills, Coach Cannaday, Coach Strubel with volleyball. Oh my goodness, Coach Deneve, like, just, and I mean, Coach Straskis, and like, I am so blessed for the resources and just the energy and time that people were willing to put into me. And I'm so grateful and thankful for that, because I wouldn't be where I am without that. Like, yeah, track throwing is an individual sport and you see just me out there, mm-hmm. but what they don't see is all of the people that got me there. And I know that, and I hope they know that, because it's just, I couldn't have done it without them. And I'm so thankful for that community.
Kelsey, you're such a wonderful human being, you know, regardless of, you're a great athlete, but you're such a great person, so kind-hearted and so nice. And when good things happen to great people, it seems even sweeter. And you mean so much to these people here in Carlinville. And I know we've talked about this before, but it's probably strange for you to think that there's a whole generation of young people in Carlinville growing up going, I want to be the next Kelsey Card.
Yeah, I don't think I will ever quite get used to that or really yeah, that'll it never hit me all the way. It's just it's so bizarre. But again, I'm so thankful to get to share this with my community and bring that experience to them because I owe it to them.
And I guess it's required when you go to the Olympics, you got to get the tat, right?
I did. Okay, so I finally committed. Oh my gosh, I waited like 3 years after Rio to get it because my mom was like, "Wait till after you get married." And so I finally did it. I wore some fake ones, but I committed. I didn't cry. I teared up a little bit when it got close to the bone. But, yeah, now I got to decide if I want to add, like, a little squared. I think Coach Geneve would like that from his mathematical
Yes, that's exactly right. He would really like the squared.
Yes, yes. So we shall see.
Kelsey, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time here. It was just so great to see you. And congratulations not only on your athletic accomplishments, but your career moving forward. You're going to help a lot of people.
I hope so. Well, thank you so much for having me. Fun, awesome time as always.
That is the great Kelsey Card. Always a pleasure. 18-9, Carlinville leading Calhoun at the half. We're back in 30 seconds with the second half. The third quarter is just underway. Gary is having a quick conversation with Kelsey Card here. As Kelsey will be, it's like Elvis. Kelsey has left the building. Gary, they don't make them much better than Kelsey Card.
I tell you what, she is an ideal young lady indeed, for sure. But one thing's for sure, we had an entertaining halftime, much more entertaining than going through all these dry statistics.
That's right.
Nice to get an opportunity for her to relate to the community that loves her so much.
And I think it's safe to say, Gary, that the Carlinville boys might have been a little bit inspired by Kelsey in that first half.
Evidently, they are playing some good ball, and as we start the action here in the third quarter, it is 18-9. The Cavaliers have the lead. The Calhoun Warriors have the ball as they are looking inside to see if they can get the ball off to Castleton. Brody's shot comes up. Oh, reached over, got the rebound, had it knocked out of bounds. It'll maintain Calhoun ball with 7:04 to go here in the third quarter. They'll inbounds, and it's going to be tipped away. Good defense there by Ryan Hart as he deflected it, and coming away with it was Mason Duckles. And so the Cavaliers looking to see if they can go to double-digit lead here. Sieglock into the corner to Hart. Hart swings it back up top to Duckles. Duckles to Sieglock for three. Bottom of the net for Ethan Sieglock, his first points of the day, and it makes it 21-9 in favor of the Cavaliers. The biggest lead of the night as we hit the 6:30 mark, bringing the ball down the left side, going inside to Heilerman. He spins, tries that little semi-hook, awkward as could be, but it went in. So for Heilerman, that will be his seventh point of the ball game, makes it 21-11, a 10-point lead for the Cavaliers, and they have the ball. Sieglock brings it down, picks up his dribble, gives it off to Wills. Wills going to swing it over to the far side to Hart. Hart back up top to Duckles. Duckles between the circles, going to dribble over to the right side. He'll get a screen. No, he'll almost lose the ball and then spin back the middle into the lane. Pass out the wing to Wills. His shot won't go, but the Cavaliers get the rebound, and the putback is up, and it's good. As that time, it was Hart coming up with his fifth point of the game. He got a nice pass there from Duckles going to the basket. Makes it 23-11, 12-point lead. Oh, Brody with a nice pass to Eilerman. Eilerman's shot, however, is blocked. But Castleton did a good job of finding the open man on the blocks. But the Cavaliers did a good job of defending that one, as it was Wills who got a hand on it, deflected it. Cavaliers come away with it. Sieglock high off the glass, will not go. Coming up with the rebound is Chase Castleton. He'll lose it to Wills. Spins, shoots, and scores. Aaron Wills with a nice turnaround jumper from right in front of the basket over there on the left side, makes it 25 to 11, and going to be an illegal block. I think if they wanted to, they could get him for 15 yards, but it's going to be a foul against the Calhoun Warriors. This will go against, I believe it's going to go against 34. At least it should. He's the one who set the pick, and Brody Castleton will pick up his first foul of the game. Now we're going to have a meeting of the minds, as we got somebody over on the stage who's gotten Louis Lang, gotten under his skin. Louis is calling for Darren Deneve, the athletic director, to come over. And there's a couple of guys who are being pointed out there. And I'm not sure if they're going to be asked to leave or if they're just going to be given a warning. I believe it's going to be an early exit, stage left. And I might add, these were not teenagers. So many times we talk about teenagers and their misconduct, but these gentlemen, let's put it this way, they're seasoned veterans. They'll be making an early exit at the 5:01 mark of quarter number three. Mr. Lang, a very proficient official, does not put up with very much. He is now satisfied that they have exited the gymnasium, so we're ready to resume play. DeBerzy will inbound. He'll get it in to Duckles. Duckles will bring the ball down on the dribble, being guarded by Castleton. He loses control. Ball comes off to the Warriors. It'll be a foul called by DeBerzy as he was hustling back, trying to get control of that one. He is able to knock the ball out of bounds, and they're going to call the foul on DeBerzy. That'll be his first. And to the free throw line will go Chase Castleton to shoot two. First one's up. First one's good. Rolled around, finally crawled down. For Chase, that's his first point of the game. He'll get another one as they'll set the lane. Mr. Shreve gives him the ball. He'll eye the second. He'll try the second. He'll buy the second. So two for two from the charity stripe for Chase Castleton. His first 2 points of the game makes it 25-13, 12-point lead for Carlinville. Over on the wing, it goes to Hart. Now to Siglock. Siglock going to drive baseline. He's shut off there. He'll give the ball out to DeBerzy for three. A little long, a little strong. Brody Castleton comes away with a rebound. Coach is wanting them to push the ball a little. They push the ball a little too much. Oh, it was going to be Cavalier ball, and DeBerzy wasn't sure. He tried to save it. When he did, he knocked it out of bounds. So it'll maintain Calhoun ball as they trail 25-13 with 4:29 to go here in quarter number three of the final game of the night. Into Eileman. Back it goes to Castleton. That's Chase Castleton with the ball. Good drive. He'll miss. Coming up with a rebound is Castleton. He'll put his own shot back in for his fourth point of the night. So Castleton makes it 25-15. Carlinville by 10 with the ball. Hart with a baseline jumper, and it's good. And he's fouled. He'll get the and one. Count that basket. Foul will go against. Call that one on number 24. Whoa, that will be his fourth. Free throw attempt is up, and it's good. So a three-point play completed by Ryan Hart gives him 5 points in the quarter, 8 points in the game. Makes it 28-15 halfway through quarter number three. On the dribble is Chase Castleton. Down inside to Eilerman. Eilerman tries to go up off the glass, and it's good. Bryce Eilerman picks up his fourth point of the quarter, his ninth point of the game. He has nine out of the Calhoun's 17 points. Round it comes on the wing to Matt Dunn. Dunn to Siglock. Siglock down the lane. Oh, a nice little scoop shot. Will not go. Fighting for the rebound. Lorsbach comes away with it for Calhoun. Back the other way. Calhoun goes decked out in their black uniforms with their red numerals, white and red trim on those uniforms. On the wing is Castleton. Now Ralston. Over goes to Brody Castleton. He stops. Gives it off to Lorsbach. Lorsbach back up top to Chase Castleton. Now to Bryce Eilerman. Eilerman to Ralston from the corner three. Nope, comes up short. Sealing off, getting the rebound was Ryan Hart. Hart, a 6'2 junior, did a good job there of making sure he was the only one who could get the rebound. Now he gets the shot. Now he gets the points. Ryan Hart with a baseline jumper from the right side gives him 7 points in the quarter, 10 points for the game, as he has three twos, 1-1, and 1-3. 2:40 to go till the end of the third quarter. 30-17 is the Carlinville lead. Inside, they try to force it to Eilerman. It's going to be deflected and stolen by the Cavaliers. 10th turnover of the game for the Calhoun Warriors. Back the other way, it's a driving move by Matt Dunn. He gets the shot to drop. Dunn will go to the free throw line to try to attempt the old-fashioned three-point play. This foul will go against Bryce Eilerman. That'll be his second. To the free throw line, Matt Dunn, a 6-foot sophomore. He'll dribble that ball hard. Now he'll eye it. Now he'll try it. Now he'll buy it. So the Cavaliers, who were about 2-for-5 from the free throw line in the first half, are 2-for-2 here in the third quarter, and they've opened up a 33-17 lead. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a quick break as well. You're listening to WSMI. The Calhoun Warriors have dug themselves a hole, a 16-point hole, as they'll now give it off to Ralston. He'll drive into the lane, picks up his dribble. He'll give it off to Castleton. That's Chase Castleton, the 6'1 sophomore. Over on the wing, shots up, and shots good as Chase Castleton gets bottom of the net. What a three-point shot. Makes it 33-20. Helps the Cavalier or the Warriors draw a little bit closer. Cavaliers now getting a little more patient. Sieglock going to go on a drive. He'll go down the lane, dish it off to DeBerzy. Now to Hart. Hart's going to stop and pop for 14. It won't go. Eilerman comes away with the loose ball. Back the other way. Calhoun taking it quickly. Lorsbach going to try a three. Bottom of the net. The angle I had on it, I didn't think it was going to go in, but somebody opened the door and it curved right in. Two threes in a row for Calhoun makes it 33-23. They've drawn back to within 10. It was 16 just a moment ago. Now it's Duckles with the ball on the drive, and it's off the iron, no good. Lorsbach comes away with the rebound. He'll dish it off to Chase Castleton. Castleton will work the ball the other way to Lorsbach for another three. Nope, this one's off to the right. Coming away with the rebound is Mason Duckles, the 6-foot senior. Controls the boards over on the backside. Gives it off to Sieglock. Inside the final minute of the third quarter we go. 33-23. Carlinville with the lead and the ball. Ryan Hart being guarded by Lorsbach. Going to dish it off on the wing to Wills. Wills going to go back up top, and they'll swing it around to the left side to Hart. Now up between the circles, it'll go to Sieglock. Sieglock going to give the ball off to Duckles. Duckles being guarded out there by Brody Castleton. He'll work the ball down. 30 seconds to go. Sieglock wants it back. He'll reset the offense. He's out near the midcourt line. He has the ball poked away from behind. However, coming up with the loose ball is Ryan Hart. Cavaliers maintain possession. 15 seconds to go. Going down on the drive is Duckles. Scoop shots up. It won't go. Coming away with the rebound is Eilerman. Eilerman goes off on the wing, trying to get the ball off inside to Ralston. It goes out of bounds. Last touch to by Calhoun. So the Cavaliers, with a 10-point lead, they led by 9 at halftime. They've got a 10-point lead with 7.5 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Into Duckles it goes. He's being guarded by Castleton. He gets around him, now goes off to Duckles. Stops and pops. Baseline, it won't go. Wills, rebound is good. Aaron Wills with a putback in the right spot at the right time. Makes it 35-23. Cavaliers with a 12-point lead as we head to quarter number 4 after these messages on WSMI. Fourth quarter action underway, and the Cavaliers have opened up a 12-point lead. They led by 6 at the end of one quarter, led by 9 at halftime, and then they've opened that up to a 12-point lead here as we enter the fourth quarter. And the Cavaliers have the ball, and it's going to be a foul called on Calhoun. And this one will go against Cole Lorsbach. Lorsbach will pick up his third foul, and the Cavaliers will inbound over in front of the stage. DeBerzy gives the ball in to Hart. Hart drives. Oh, nice pass to Wills. Wills gets the shot for his 16th point of the game, and now we have Calhoun Warrior who's down, and it looks like, yeah, it's Cole Lorsbach. Twisted an ankle there, and I believe they're going to have to get a substitute in for him. Tyler Kinder will come in for him. Cavaliers have opened up a 14-point lead, 37-23. as Kinder will come in. He'll get the inbounds pass from Castleton. 7:33 to go. Cavaliers by 14, looking for their third win of the year. Over on the wing, it goes to Kinder. Kinder going to dribble up top, gives it off to Castleton. Chase, that is. Taberzi comes away with the steal. They tried a little bit of a lazy pass. Turnover number 11 on the Warriors, as Taberzi did a good job of anticipating that passing lane. Jumped the route, as they would say. Now Coach Suit says, I think I'll take a timeout. 7:07 showing on the fourth quarter clock. 37-23. The Cavaliers have a lead. They'll have the ball when we come back. You're listening to the Carlinville Holiday Tournament on WSMI. Jen Graham, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker alongside Tim Mize. We've been bringing you high school basketball from the Carlinville Holiday Tournament tonight. This is our final game of the evening. Siglock tries to pass to Wills and led him too far to the basket. Turnover number 6 on Carlinville High School. It'll go over to the Calhoun Warriors as we approach the 6:45 mark of quarter number 4. 37-23, 14-point lead for the Cavaliers. Calhoun with a long three comes up short. Once again, there's that man, Mason Duckles. 6 feet tall, but he knows how to block out and get those boards. He skies for yet another one. This time a poke check from behind. The Cavaliers give the ball up. Turnover number 7. It goes back over to Tyler Kinder. Kinder's going to try to drive against Wills. Going to be called for a blocking foul, and the shot is going to drop. So Kinder is going to get the opportunity for an old-fashioned three-point play, as this foul will go against Aaron Wills. That will be his second. Kinder takes a couple dribbles, eyes it, tries it, and buys it. So the three-point play by Tyler Kinder, one of the guys who came over from Brussels, I believe, in the co-op, makes it 37-26, back to an 11-point game. Into the corner for Duckles, 4-3, comes up short, fighting for the rebound. There's Wills off the glass, spins around, goes down. Aaron Wills putting together another outstanding offensive effort tonight, as he has 18 points to lead the way for the Cavaliers. And now a loose ball, turnover on Calhoun. As you guessed it, it was that man Duckles who comes away with a loose ball once again. He is all over the floor tonight, picking up loose balls, getting turnovers, getting rebounds, and dishing things off. This time it'll go to Wills off the glass, Mr. Automatic. Aaron Wills with 20 points on the game. Now a blocking foul going to be called against Calhoun as they lost the ball. And this one will go against Chase Castleton. It'll be his first. It'll send Ethan Siglock to the free throw line. He'll shoot a pair. He'll eye the first. He'll try the first. Oh, this one rattles around, and he can't buy the first. 3 points on the night for Ethan Siglock, the 6'1 senior, averaging about 8 points a game. So he's a little bit below his average on points, but he's done so many other things for the Cavaliers tonight. Second free throw, it won't go, but rebound is up and good by Taberzi. Taberzi, who slid in the back door on the left side of the lane, got that rebound, and now foul going to be called the other end as Siglock had his man going around him, trying to give him a little bit of a shove. That'll be personal foul number 1 on Ethan Siglock. Calhoun substitute wants to come in, but they want to make sure we get the recording of the foul. That will be number 1 on Ethan, number 3 on the Cavaliers. Now the substitute, Connor Longnecker, is allowed to bring the ball in. And there's going to be a miscue on the inbounds, and Calhoun making those unforced errors. I have them unofficially for 14 turnovers now. Over in the corner it goes to Hart. Hart with a nice bounce pass. And then a reach-in foul going to be called on Kinder. I believe Kinder may be leaving the ball game. That may be his fifth foul. Yep, indeed it is. For Tyler Kinder, he'll leave the ball game with 3 points to his credit. He'll be replaced in the lineup by Nick Ballman. That was the sixth team foul against Calhoun. So the Cavaliers will inbound, and they'll be in the 1-1 the rest of the night. to Hart. Far three, too long, too strong, fighting for the rebound. Coming away with it. Whoa, going to be a jump ball there between Castleton, who turned right into Wills, and they had a good lockup there. Four strong hands on that ball. Jump ball arrow goes in favor of the Cavaliers. Everything's been going in favor of the Cavaliers here recently as they've opened up a 17-point lead, led by 12 going into the quarter. They have had consistent quarters all night long, have the Carlinville Cavaliers. Siglock to Hart in the corner. Back up top to Siglock. They're going to take their time as we go inside 5 minutes. Siglock reach in. Foul going to be called on Chase Ralston. On Ralston, that'll be his first. That will be the seventh team foul, so it'll be a 1-1 for Ethan Siglock. Ethan, just a moment ago, missed two free throws there. Let's hope he's found his range. As he'll take that ball and dribble it three times. Spin it in his hands. Bend, release, short. And again, the Cavaliers fighting for that rebound. Going to be a foul called on the floor as Calhoun's getting lazy going towards the for the rebounds. And as a result, they're getting called for the fouls. And this one's going to go against Brody Castleton. Castleton's going to pick up his second to the free throw line. Aiden Bursey to shoot. The 1-1. First one's up. First one's good. 8 points on the night for Taberzi. He's now 2-for-4 from the free throw line. See if he can get over 50%. Is he alive the second? Try the second. Nope, it rolls around and won't go down. Castleton, that is Brody, who comes up with the rebound. And now Chase Castleton, as he's dribbling the ball down the floor, not a defender within 10 feet of him, and he turns the ball over. Turnovers, the name of the game for the Calhoun Warriors. They have committed 15 unofficially. Carlinville has but 7. Now this time trying to get the ball inbounds to Siglock. It's going to be tipped. They're going to say last touched by the Cavaliers. So this time the turnover number 8 will go against Carlinville. Back the other way, Calhoun tries a long three. It won't go. There's that man, Taberzi, coming up with a rebound. He'll bring the ball down on the dribble as we hit the 4:30 mark of the fourth quarter. 44-26, it's an 18-point lead for the Cavaliers. Siglock from the elbow will not go. Coming up with the rebound is Longnecker. Longnecker loses control of the ball. This is at least 3 times in a row that the Calhoun Warriors can't get the ball out of their own end of the floor. To Bursey to inbound. Pass is tipped. Oh, not saved. Went out of bounds. They're going to say, whoop, going to say last touch by Calhoun. The official knew he had the call right. He just pointed the wrong direction. Made that correction very quickly. And it'll be Carlinville ball once again. 4:18 to go in the fourth quarter. In a quarter that's kind of been dragging a bit. Siglock with the inbounds pass in the corner to Hart. Thought about a three, pulls it down. Tries to pass, and they're going to say he traveled. Turnover number 9. Got a little ahead of himself, and Coach Suits is scratching the back of his head right now. He's saying, hey, guys, you know, we've got an 18-point lead. We have 4 minutes to milk off the clock. We don't need to get in a hurry on offense at all. Castleton brings the ball down for a long three. Misses everything. Coming up with a rebound, however, is Nick Ballman. Ballman swings it up top to Ralston. Ralston's going to go between the circles. He's taking his time to set things up. Doesn't realize they're trailing by 18. They need points and need them quickly. Now Castleton trying to go up strong off a double team, and the foul going to be called against Wills on Aaron. That will be his third. It will send Brody Castleton to the free throw line to shoot two. Castleton on the night has but 2 points, one field goal way back in the first quarter. And we're going to have a mask timeout at this time. We'll keep it right here. Go over the scores of the day. First of all, from the Carlinville Holiday Tournament girls games today, South County defeated Lincolnwood 55-9. Greenfield Northwestern defeated Gillespie 42-25. Calhoun defeated Williamsville 38-28. And Nokomis defeated Carlinville 33-21. Over on the boys' side of the ledger, Hillsboro defeated Gillespie 89-38. Litchfield defeated Bunker Hill 55-44. Wood River defeated Staunton 57-50. And here in our final game of the day, Carlinville is leading Calhoun 44-26 with 3:42 to go here in the fourth quarter. Following the timeout, Brody Castleton will step to the free throw line. He'll have two free throws, trying to double his scoring output on the night. He eyes the first. He tries the first. Can't buy the first. Caught side iron, kicked off. He'll get another one. So he didn't reset those feet. He kept them frozen right on the line, something I would not advise. And he comes up short on the second one. My theory was if you miss that first free throw, step back, reset. Oh, now nice bounce pass to Hart. Baseline jumper will not go. Wills with the rebound on the other side. Whoa! Perhaps there could have been a goaltend on that. Let's see. Nope, I don't think they're going to call it. I think they're just going to call the foul. It'll go against Brody Castleton, and that will be his third, team ninth. So this will be the last of the one-and-ones. Now there's going to be some discussion as to whether somebody grabbed the net and did it affect the shot. Carl Shreve says, nope, we'll give him two shots. Cannot disagree with Mr. Shreve. Never have, never will. Wills eyes the first one. Can't buy it. Kicked the back iron and rolled off. He'll get another one. He's 1-for-3 from the free throw line. 20 points on the night for Aaron Wills, averaging 10 points a game. This free throw's up and rolls off, and it's no good. And the rookie, Connor Longbecker, comes up with a rebound. Goes down in the corner to Ralston. Ralston's going to drive to the lane. His shot comes up short. They'll fight for the rebound. Shot's up, and shot's good by Chase Castleton, who picks up his ninth point of the game. Makes it 44-28. 16-point lead once again for the Cavaliers, as we're down to 3 minutes and counting. Siglock kicks it out to Wills. Wills swings it over to Duckles. Duckles on the dribble between the circles. Ooh, almost lost control of it. Now he picks his dribble up. Well, he's being hounded out there. A new kid on the block. That's Logan Tapin. 3-point shot's up, and it's good. Ethan Siglock with a tray, giving him 6 points on the game. Two trays, Longnecker. Shot's short. Partially blocked there by Wills. Wills gives it off to Siglock, 2:30 and counting in the fourth quarter. 47-28 in favor of the Carlinville Cavaliers. Looks like they're going to pick up their third win of the season. Siglock loses control of the ball all by himself. Turnover number 10. He and Chase Castleton have some friendly words. Now they're going to say there's something on the floor that needs to be cleaned. It looks like there may be some blood on the surface. Pat Drew, principal, is out taking care of matters at the 2:23 mark. It's 47-28, Cavaliers with a 19-point lead. Siglock and Castleton having some fun here. Exchanging a few pleasantries here in the final 2.5 minutes. Both players have played very hard all night long. Castleton got him by the ribs. Seacluck said, get out of there. Lean on him on defense. They'll get the ball inbounds instead to Brody Castleton. Brody brings the ball down. The big guy you wouldn't expect to be handling the ball that much, but he handles it quite well, thank you very much. Gives it off to Chase Castleton as we approach the 2-minute mark. Castleton over on the right wing, picks up his dribble, goes up top to Ralston. Ralston has tried threes from both sides, but doesn't want to take that one from the head of the key. Instead, he'll give off to Castleton. Whoa, Castleton, as he looked inside, Brody Castleton put a forearm shiver in Siglock's jaw, and he'll get called for the fourth foul. It is an offensive or a player control foul, and so there'll be no shots. A little bit chippy here in the final 2 minutes. Calhoun's going to get a foul called on Logan Tapin. Tapin, the 6'1 sophomore, just coming into the game here in the second half. They'll walk the other end of the floor to the free throw line. Mason Duckles will shoot two as they're in the double bonus are the Carlinville Cavaliers. First one's up, and it's good. For Duckles, that is his first point of the night. But I'll tell you what, he has played one whale of a ball game for having scored no points up until now. He has one, looking for two. Spins that ball. He'll eye it. He'll try it. He'll buy it. So the six-foot senior has 2 points on a game, a number of assists, a number of steals, and a number of rebounds. Indeed. Now the other way they'll go. Tapin with the ball over on the right corner. He's going to try to give the ball inside. Shots up, and it's good. As that time coming up with a shot was Cade Severs. As Severs picks up his first 2 points of the game. Now the Cavaliers are going to try to milk some clock. As they'll get the ball out to DeBerzy. Then over to Hart. Hart thought about a three. Then he'll drive and give it off to Wills. Wills to DeBerzy. Down to 1 minute we're going. And inside it goes. Duckle shots up with a pump fake. Shot goes. He'll get fouled on the play. An attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Logan Tapin going to be called for the foul. That'll be his second. And Duckles will get the opportunity to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. He has 4 points, all coming here in the fourth quarter. Cole Sullivan just in the ball game for CHS. Free throws up, and free throws good. Kai Williams is in the ball game as well. Jake Petrovich enters the lineup for the Cavaliers. Matt Dunn is in the lineup as well. We go into the final minute of the fourth quarter. Backdoor cuts up. Longnecker gets a shot. No, it rolls off the rim. Nothing going right for the Calhoun Warriors here in the fourth quarter as they've been held to 7 points in the fourth quarter. Driving in. Shot's no good by Gossard. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Will Cooper Gossard, the 5'9 senior. That foul is going to be called against Landon Severs. First free throws up, but no good. A little long, a little strong for Cooper Gossard. 5'9 senior is going to get another one. He'll eye the second one after a couple dribbles, spins the ball in his hands. Now he'll try it. They can't buy that one either as it goes off back iron as well. 40 seconds to go. 52-30 is the Carlinville lead. Calhoun with the ball. They'll give the ball off to Cade Severs. Severs looking inside to Logan Tapin. Tapin's shot is up and good off the glass. And with 29 seconds to go, it makes it 52-32, a 20-point lead for the Cavaliers as they're trying to work the clock out and take the victory home, or they're already home, so I guess they'll just take it in the locker room with them. Down to 15 seconds they'll go. Turnover goes over to Zach Grimes. Grimes with 10 seconds, dribbling between the circles. He'd like to get a shot. Instead, he tries to dribble or to pass it off into the corner. Come back up top, 3 seconds to go. A long three-point attempt is up. It's no good. Buzzer sounds. Cavaliers come away with a 52-32 victory over the Calhoun Warriors and pick up win number 3 on the season. We'll take a break. We come back, we'll recap this exciting action that you've been listening to on WSMI.